Pop Spotting 56.
Thursday, May 26th, 2011. Welcome to Pop Spotting. I'm Jen.
And I'm Ryan.
We just don't know when to quit.
No, it's obviously a problem, I think.
We never quit.
No, we just take really, really long breaks. But we're certainly not at this point.
We're really enjoying getting things started again, and we hope you're enjoying it too.
That's right. Well, it's Thursday, and I say it's high time we have some real talent on this show, and that means, no offense, someone other than just the two of us.
So it's time for some Pop Talk and Trivia for Thursday.
Pop Talk and Trivia, PT&T.
Yep.
It's like our own urinary telecommunications company right here on Pop Spotting. But in any case, for this, we ask you what you're watching, reading, or listening to. And just when you think things are going well, pow, we attack you with trivia questions. So let's get right to it and welcome our guest. It's Bert Lum from right here in Honolulu.
Hey, Bert.
Hey, how's it going? You guys, thanks for inviting me to the show.
Nah,
I'm really honored that I'm your first kind of guinea pig.
Well, thanks. I think that's a good way to put it.
Thanks for coming on. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, you know, Ryan and I, we both do a radio show on Hawaii Public Radio, and it's all about science and tech in Hawaii. And, you know, we've been partners in crime, you know, sort of mixing it up and stirring it up. So
being geeks since 1995 or so. And you're an independent consultant. You're an expert in all sorts of things, marketing and social media. You also are a contributor to this website called Nonstop Honolulu. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, you know, you are involved with that as well. But it's, I think, a section that they wanted to start up dealing with some tech. And I think, you know, more focused around consumer tech. So whenever there's an opportunity to check something out, you know, we kind of get out there and play around with it and write a short little blurb about it in Nonstop Honolulu.
All right. Well, what we'd like to do with our Thursday shows is, because we can't possibly watch, read, listen to, and get into everything that's out there, is have guests on the show to let us know what they're into and kind of pick apart and open up their media library. And we'll ask for three things. So, Bert, what are you watching?
Well, you know, my library of things that I watch, and I don't watch a heck of a lot of TV, but, you know, I was thinking about my favorite show right now, of course, is Fringe. And
yeah,
you know, season three was a great season, and it was certainly a cliffhanger. So I'm really looking forward to season four.
Well, we talked about that on our Tuesday show. Tell us what you like specifically about Fringe.
Well, I like the idea that you know, J.J. Abrams is playing around with this sort of multi-dimensional universe, and there's this sort of time sequencing that's going on, and there's interesting technology and a lot of kind of paranormal stuff. And there's obviously these people, these watchers that are watching the watching, you know, what's playing out in front of everybody. And obviously they know a lot more than we do. So it's a very interesting set of characters.
I really think the observers are just that, just observers. Ryan had a theory that they're actually in control of the whole thing, and I really don't think that's the case.
Well, yeah, you know, I can't quite figure out. Obviously, they're tapped into something much greater in terms of their knowledge base. I like that, you know, that last scene where they say that Peter Bishop didn't exist, and I'm thinking, what's that all about?
And we have all summer to think about that.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite character?
Yeah, Walter Bishop.
He's awesome.
John Noble, absolutely. Well, so that certainly wasn't a surprise. What's second on your list?
Well, second on my list is a little esoteric, and it's a show that I like to watch these Japanese series, and you know, the Japanese series is a year-long series. It's called the Taiga drama. And what they do is they pick a certain historic time in Japanese history, and this one that's playing right now is about three sisters, but one that's in focus is her name is Go, and that's the title of the show. And it's during this period of time where they were, you know, the sort of the shogun was forming the whole, you know, structure of the samurai. And when the Japanese do a series like that, obviously it's going to be very Japanese-y. I mean, and there's some traditions that, you know, sometimes we lose here in Hawaii because we're so westernized. And I like the way they depict certain kinds of things. So I'm sort of looking at it from a Western's point of view, but you know, picking up on some very Eastern cultural things.
So where could somebody catch this?
Well, you can find it on KIKU, which is a local station.
Well, outside of any, is it on Netflix streaming or anything?
No, see, and that's the problem, right? It plays on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings, but if you don't record it, you're not gonna pick it up on Netflix. You can't, right. You know, you can't go out and buy the DVD.
Well, Bert, I will agree with you that that's an esoteric pick for sure.
Pretty esoteric. Now, the third one is one that I don't watch regularly cable, but there are some cable program series that if it's on, I'll watch it. And one of them that I kind of enjoy watching is No Reservations, and with Anthony Bourdain. And, for some reason, you know, that guy, you know, he's like a smoking, drinking, you know, hard driving guy that goes to all these places, and he tries different things, and I got to give him a lot of credit. You know, he adventures into some interesting places.
He's mellowed a lot, though, in the last couple of years.
I think so, yeah. But, you know, I think a couple of places he probably got a little sick. I remember seeing one episode where he was in, I don't know, some place like Laos or something, and he got really sick. And
yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, he wasn't too happy.
Well, he did the show before on the Food Network, and it was a very tame and chaste show. And then they moved him over to the Travel Channel, where he could be a little more himself.
Yeah.
So definitely a great series, except that, as Jen had mentioned, he also talks about becoming a family man, becoming a father, and that changes his perspective. I was kind of hard on him for getting a little, you know, touchy-feely, but I'm getting a hang of it, too. I mean, I guess maybe because I'm getting older and a little more melodramatic about the experiences of life.
Ah, you're just getting mellow.
Well, we're definitely fans of No Reservations, and we definitely love Fringe. Not so sure about the Japanese historical. What was it called again?
Go. It's actually G-O-U, but you know, you'll see it spelled G-O too.
Well, I'm sure it's on BitTorrent if anybody wants to see that. Well, thanks, Bert.
BitTorrent? I don't know what you're talking about.
What was that? But I think it's time to do a little bit of trivia. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
So here on Pop Spotting Trivia, this is basically how it works. We let you pick two out of three categories. We give you three categories to choose from. You only need to answer questions from two of them, and you only need to answer two out of the three questions in each to win the show. How's that sound?
Oh, when you say win the show, what exactly do you mean by winning the show?
You get bragging rights.
Oh, yeah. Boy, okay.
Right, maybe I'll buy you lunch sometime. Since you're in town, I can do that. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right, Jen, what are his categories?
Your categories are Star Trek Aliens, Know Your Mo's, or Reservoir Dogs.
Now, what was the second one?
Know Your Mo's, Bert.
And it could be my Mo's.
Your Mo's. What could that mean? I don't know. If you're really curious, you'd have to pick that category.
Okay, and what's the third one again?
Reservoir Dogs.
Reservoir Dogs. I'll try Star Trek and Know Your Mo's.
All right, well, let's start with the Star Trek Aliens, Jen.
Which alien race invented the cloaking device?
The Romulans.
That is absolutely correct. Congratulations. Oh, wait, I have a sound effect. There you go. Okay. Question number two.
Which race of aliens used their spacecraft to construct a huge web-like trap made of pure energy?
The Tholians.
Wow, Bert, you are a serious Star Trek nerd. I'm very, very impressed.
Well, you know, I had to put on my Star Trek shirt, and I've got the badge on, too.
And well, I like that the answer came up really quickly because I know you're not Googling it. We're always worried about the Googlers in our trivia. Well, you've already won the category.
Okay,
but
no, don't give me the third one because I don't want to strike out.
No, because this is actually the fun one. It's a multi-part question.
Okay.
Jen.
Name the distinguishing physical characteristics of these three Star Trek alien races. The Vulcans.
Ears.
Very good. Pointy ears.
Andorians.
Antennas.
That's right. Blue skin, white hair, and two antennas. You are going to completely clear out this category question. The third alien race is the Horta.
La Horta, rocks. They're rock-like people.
Right. I mean, they're silicon-based. Very, very good. That is fantastic, Bert. You completely wowed us with your Star Trek alien trivia.
You are a nerd.
Yeah, right. Well, wait for the Mohs now. I'm gonna really undo myself.
All right. Well, moving on to your second category, it's Know Your Mohs.
Question so, one. The Mohs scale is used to measure what?
The Mohs scale?
Yes.
I don't know.
Oh, Bert, I was so excited. I was absolutely excited. Oh, wait, I have one for that, too. Here we go. Boom! Yes, the Mohs scale is a scientific measurement to measure hardness. So you would say measure wood against steel, and that would give you, you would have a Mohs measurement.
Wow, okay.
All right, not bad, though. That's only, you can still win the game. You've got two more chances.
He was born Moses Harry Horowitz, but most people know him as what?
Moses Harry
Horowitz.
That's
Horowitz.
His birth name.
Oh, okay. How many seconds do I have?
I'll give you 5. I don't have a TikTok sound effect.
TikTok, TikTok, TikTok.
Oh, Bert, sorry to say, and I have to hit the little button here. We'll get better at that. Unfortunately, that you did not have an answer.
The answer is Mo Howard from the Three Stooges.
Oh, did you know that, Bert?
Well, I was thinking that Mo would have been in there somewhere, but I didn't. I don't know Mo's last name.
You should have taken a flyer on that, but that's okay. Well, unfortunately, you didn't get the category, but we do want to give you your third question. Number 3, Jen.
.mo is the country code for what country?
Ooh, geek question.
Mozambique?
No, I'm sorry, Bert. So you, after completely wowing us with the Star Trek trivia, you on Know Your Mohs, you got 0 correct. .mo is the country code for Macau.
Macau?
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought that myself.
Is Macau another country?
Is Macau I believe it's a country.
If I'm not mistaken, it's a territory of China.
Well, yeah, I thought it was a territory, but... Well,
I guess they get their own...
I guess so.
Yeah, well, see, but there were two really good geeky questions in there, and still, Bert, I think you just invested all of your energy into the Star Trek questions.
Yeah, well, you know where my mind is at.
Well, that's all right, Bert. That you did great still as our...
What was that?
That was you hitting the microphone stand.
I'm sorry.
Edit point!
Bring my sound effects next time so I can sort of add to this discussion.
You bring a bell, a horn.
I like the duck call. I'm going to bring a duck call next time.
Well, you could do that. Hey, we could even give you some applause for being our first victim here on Pop Spotting Trivia. Thank you very much, Bert. Before we let you go, where can people find out what you're up to?
Well, probably the best place to find me is on Twitter at Bite Marks, and some people will say, well, you know, you might spell it weirdly, and I do. It's BYTEMARKS. Fantastic. And also at bitemarks.org.
All right. Well, thanks again, Bert, for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Bert.
Thank you for inviting me, and I look forward to this first episode.
Fantastic. Aloha.
Aloha.
See ya.
So that's our first attempt at Pop Talk and Trivia Thursday. Mm-hmm. We'll get better.
We're going to work on it. But if you'd like to join us on the show, you can get in touch. A word of warning, though, a prerequisite for appearing on PT&T is the ability to stay up really late. I mean, time zones are a bitch.
Feedback is what keeps us going, so we really need to hear your thoughts on this or any other topic we cover here on Pop Spotting.
You can leave a voicemail at 815-310-0808. You can drop us a line at feedback@popspotting.net, and of course we love it if you leave a comment on the blog at popspotting.net.
You can also connect with us at facebook.com/popspotting or twitter.com/popspotting.
And that's 4 shows in a row. We've only got 1 day to go. I think we can do it.
Yeah.
So we'll be back, but in the time being, we do want to thank Dan Pashman of The Sporkful for our theme song, and we definitely want to thank you for listening.
For Pop Spotting, I'm Jen.
And I'm Ryan.
Smell you later.